Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
I'm Tony Tucker of Berkshire Style. In a small New England town, six seemingly disparate characters came together, and secrets of the past begin to unfold. Each character holds center stage in alternating chapters and becomes etched into the reader's psyche. Bill Clegg's new book, The End of the Day, is both poignant, powerful, and beautifully orchestrated. We have an interview with the author. We here at Berkshire Style hope you're staying safe and happy. We have some suggestions for you, both live and virtual events. Do check out our happening this week for dates, times, and links. We like the following. Inside the Pillow, AIM by Kyle Abraham. This is virtual. Kyle Abraham and his company, AIM, are building two new works during their current residency at Jacob's Pillow. Abraham has expressed gratitude for the timing of this opportunity, saying, quote, "With the realities and fears surrounding COVID-19 and the vast uncertainties faced in the performing arts, this residency gives my dancers and me an opportunity to create, to build, and find each other again," end quote. Enjoy this screening, which captures in-process choreography and storytelling. Lucinda Williams, Lou's Jukebox. This is virtual. Join the multi-Grammy Award winning singer and songwriter Lucinda Williams for a musical journey that spans decades and genre, Lou's Jukebox. Developed as a series of themed and live stream performances to benefit struggling independent venues, it evolved into a 6-episode series of mostly full band in-studio performances featuring songs curated by Williams, with a bonus new original song each episode. This week's episode features some of the South's most sumptuous songs, as Williams serves up tunes by the likes of Tony Joe White, Bobby Gentry, and Ann Peebles, with a style and hospitality all her own. Freedom from Want, Food Security and Environmental Health. This too is virtual. The Norman Rockwell Museum presentation asks the question, how can we meet the needs of all Americans for food sustainability, shelter, and global health? In this conversation, noted scholars and artists explore the history of need in our nation and new strategies being developed to meet the challenges. The panel will discuss the issue and the role of imagery in shaping public perception, decision-making, and cultural narratives. Waterfowl on Berkshire Lakes and Ponds, Commuter Rush. This is in person. Spend the morning visiting several Berkshire lakes and ponds in search of migrating waterfowl that briefly stop over in the area, culminating with a stop at Bartlett's Apple Orchard for hot cider and donuts. You'll search for loons, grebes, and the hundreds of ducks fleeing the cold of the north. Minimal hiking is involved. BYOB. B as in binoculars, at the Pleasant Valley Wildlife Sanctuary in Lenox. The French Connection, Saint-Saëns, Debussy, Fauré, and Boulanger. This is virtual. The greatest period of creativity among French composers coincides with the emergence of Impressionist art. Passion, powerful emotion, and refinement balanced with instrumental display are hallmarks of the French aesthetic, exemplified by the music of Fauré, Debussy, Saint-Saëns, and Boulanger. For sheer glamour and artistic vitality, this period is unsurpassed and contributed to some of the best-loved classical music of today. Check out our website for contact information on happening this week on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our events page is now live and up-to-date with many more entertainment possibilities. Please support our advertisers. Just click on the ads themselves that link directly to their websites. Our favorite thing. November is the time for grateful reflection on all we've been given throughout the year. But for many, the holiday is not a time of plenty, but rather one of stress. Area food banks are firsthand observers as they struggle to provide enough food to assist those in need, where demand is up significantly. Out on a limb, the monthly column from our own Catherine Boughton, Myth of the Groaning Board. She takes a look at the first Thanksgiving. The pilgrims, like us, had a perfectly dreadful year before their first in 1621. The menu was unlike ours. They would not have eaten a self-basting turkey, but rather a tough, stringy, wild fowl. A great look at our forebears' celebration. Berkshire Kitchen, 16 bean soup. Jane enjoys making a variety of bean soup, but generally only uses a single type of bean for each recipe. She admits she often takes the lazy approach and uses canned beans, which require no soaking and cook quickly. The other day, however, she picked up a package of Goya 16 bean soup mix and went on to create her own. Country Homes in Roxbury, a stunning shingle-style five-bedroom home on 42 acres. Beautiful open spaces designed and detailed for fine country living. Infinity pool and spa overlook a professionally designed landscape with natural wooded land as its backdrop. It's all very private and serene. Inner Elegance. Quote, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that, end quote. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. The path forward is far from certain, but one thing we know for sure, the challenges are immense. When one person contracts the virus, we all lose. When one of us is gunned down in the street for the color of our skin, we all lose. When air and water is degraded by greed and incompetence, we all lose. We are all losers if we're not all winning. Carolyn calls us on us all to be the light. Behind the page. What if today were the last day of your life? How would you spend it? Who would you see? What would you do? I investigate this for myself as a way to continue living my best conscious life. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone, waiting for your visit. We're very proud of our 2020 look. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Have an amazing week. Enjoy this most glorious season in the Berkshires. Stay safe and well. And please consider donating food to those less fortunate than we.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.